Welcome back to AI Daily. Google's Gemini 2.0 is rumored to be launching this December. Let's unpack this, Sarah. What's your take on the timing, especially considering OpenAI's rumored Orion release?
It's a clear signal of the escalating AI arms race. Both tech giants are vying for dominance, pushing release dates to outmaneuver each other. It's interesting, though, that Gemini 2.0 might not be the leap they hoped for. The Verge article hints at industry-wide limitations in LLM advancements. This begs the question, are we approaching peak LLM performance?
That's a crucial point. Incremental improvements, instead of groundbreaking advancements, could signify a bottleneck in current LLM architecture. However, Google's Project Astra, which blends multimodal inputs, might be the game changer. It seems separate from Gemini, but could be powered by it. This could be Google's way of differentiating, moving beyond just text-based models. Speaking of bottlenecks, Sarah, have you seen the reviews for the new AI horror film, Afraid? It seems to be getting slammed, even by AI enthusiasts.
Yeah, it sounds like a classic case of too much, too soon. We're bombarded daily with AI news, advancements, and anxieties. Trying to cram all of that into a horror movie, especially one with a predictable plot, is a recipe for disaster.
It's interesting you say that. The review mentioned the film feels like AI bingo, ticking off buzzwords. ChatGPT, deepfakes, even the Emoji Movie gets a shout-out. It's like they're exploiting the AI trend for a quick buck rather than crafting a compelling narrative.
Exactly. And that quote from the film about understanding people and building connection? It's ironic because Afraid seems completely devoid of that. It's a missed opportunity to explore the very real fears and fascinations we have with AI in a thoughtful and terrifying way.
This segues nicely into our next topic, generative AI. A recent USA Today article delved into its potential benefits and pitfalls. What are your thoughts on this, Sarah?
It's fascinating, isn't it? We've gone from AI predicting sentiment to actually generating content. It's like we've handed over the creative reins, at least partially.
The article highlights both the excitement and the apprehension surrounding this technology. Job displacement is a major concern, but the article also suggests those resistant to AI might be the ones left behind.
It's a double-edged sword for sure. We can't ignore the potential economic impact, but burying our heads in the sand isn't the answer either. Those who adapt and learn to leverage these tools will likely have a competitive edge.
The article uses the analogy of AI as a navigation partner, not the driver. We need to be in control, verifying information and using it to enhance our capabilities, not replace them entirely.
Absolutely. And we have to be wary of the hallucinations, those instances where AI confidently presents inaccurate information. Critical thinking is more crucial than ever in this age of AI-generated content.
Speaking of empires, today's show takes us from the world of tech to the realm of real estate. We're diving into the fascinating story of the Kushner family's real estate empire and its remarkable rebound in recent years.
It's a story that's flown under the radar for many, especially with all the focus on Jared Kushner's political involvement. But quietly, the family business has not only recovered from some risky bets, but has actually surpassed the value of Trump's own real estate holdings.
The article points to a strategic shift away from the high-stakes world of Manhattan office buildings and back to their roots, multifamily residential properties, particularly in the Sun Belt. It's a classic case of adapting to market forces and recognizing where the growth opportunities lie.
It's interesting how they've managed to navigate the political scrutiny and potential conflicts of interest, especially during the Trump presidency. They've maintained a relatively low profile while making significant moves in the market.
Their success in Jersey City is particularly noteworthy. They took a gamble on an area that wasn't exactly prime real estate and turned it into a thriving hub. It speaks to their long-term vision and ability to weather economic storms.
However, we can't ignore the ethical considerations surrounding their business practices. The allegations of aggressive rent collection and poor living conditions in some of their properties raise concerns about their commitment to social responsibility.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that financial success doesn't excuse ethical lapses. It'll be interesting to see how they navigate these issues moving forward, especially if there's another Trump presidency. This arcade platform sounds like it could be a game changer, literally, in the jewelry design world. But is it democratizing design or disrupting a whole industry?
It's a fascinating case study in how AI is changing the creative process. On the one hand, it empowers consumers to become designers, giving them tools they never had before. Imagine someone who always wanted to create jewelry but lacked the technical skills. Now they can.
And the article mentions the potential for dreamers to even profit from their designs. That's a powerful incentive to participate.
Exactly. But the flip side is the potential impact on traditional jewelry designers. Will they see this as an opportunity to collaborate or a threat to their livelihoods?
The founder claims the artisans are on board, but I wonder if there's some underlying anxiety there. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out in the long run. So, we've talked about AI disrupting creative fields, but what about its impact on investing? This article suggests Alphabet and Microsoft are the unstoppable stocks to buy for those looking to cash in on the AI boom. What do you make of that, Sarah?
Well, it's not exactly a contrarian take, is it? These are already tech behemoths with their fingers in countless pies. But I do think there's a logic to focusing on the cloud providers in the AI race.
Right. They're the ones providing the infrastructure, the picks and shovels in this gold rush.
Exactly. And both Alphabet and Microsoft are pouring billions into AI research and development, as the article highlights. Google's Vertex AI platform and Microsoft's partnership with OpenAI are prime examples. These companies are playing the long game, and they have the resources to do it.
The article mentions Google Cloud outpacing overall market growth, and Microsoft Azure nipping at Amazon's heels. That's got to be encouraging for investors.
Absolutely. But the question is, how much of that future growth is already baked into their stock prices? These are not undiscovered gems, and their PE ratios reflect that. Investors are already betting big on their continued dominance.
So, a potentially safer bet than a fledgling AI startup, but maybe with less explosive growth potential.
That's the trade-off. It's like choosing between a blue-chip stock and a volatile growth stock. It all depends on your risk tolerance and investment timeline.
Garmin seems to be emphasizing a slow and steady wins the race approach, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's a classic Amazon strategy, really. Instead of rushing to market with a flashy AI product, they're building a robust platform. They're betting that in the long run, businesses will choose security, customization, and a wide range of tools over a quick and easy solution.
It's like the difference between buying a pre-built house and designing your own. The pre-built option might be tempting at first, but ultimately, you'll have more control and flexibility with a custom build.
Exactly. And Amazon is essentially saying we'll provide the land and the tools, you build the AI house of your dreams.
This almost feels like an ad for microphone companies, but it's an interesting point about AI's reliance on good audio quality.
Right? It highlights the fact that for all their sophistication, these AI models are still bound by the limitations of their input. Garbage in, garbage out, as they say.
It's something podcasters and musicians have known for years, but it's interesting to see it become relevant for the average person using AI tools.
Absolutely. And it makes you wonder, how much better could these AI assistants become with even clearer audio? Imagine a world where they not only understand what you're saying, but also the nuances of your tone and inflection.
That's a future I'm both excited and slightly terrified by, but it does make you want to invest in a decent microphone, just in case. So it seems like the shiny new AI features aren't quite as enticing to consumers as tech giants might have hoped. Battery life, storage, camera, the classics still reign supreme.
It's a classic case of needs versus wants, isn't it? AI is exciting, sure, but if your phone dies by lunchtime or can't hold all your photos, those become much more pressing concerns.
And let's not forget subscription fatigue. People are already stretched thin, so the idea of yet another monthly fee for AI features might be a hard sell.
Absolutely. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Will consumers eventually embrace AI-powered features enough to pay extra, or will tech companies need to rethink their monetization strategies? Only time will tell. That's all the time we have for today. Join us next time for more insights from the world of AI.